And it's John Gibbons with the Coach Home. And we're starting this week with Crystal Palace. And a couple of victors yesterday. Three victors yesterday, actually. Less said about the half four, the better. But Robbie Scotcher, we'll start with the Crystal Palace. And Robbie, when we went 1-0 down against Arsenal, I was like, don't worry, both the teams at the 2 o'clock went 1-0 down and they turned around. So can we. I mean, we looked like we might do at one point, but Palace did. 1-0 down and won the game.
Where was your penalty?
Honestly, we wouldn't have deserved it, but bloody hell. I mean, I don't understand the handball rule anymore.
It's not about deserving it, though, is it? It's handball, yeah. It's handball. And yeah. Like, I'm saying that as my fiance's whole family are Arsenal, so it was absolute hell for me yesterday, but there you go. So Palace, do you know what? Leeds were great. Leeds started the game, they were all over us. They got in our box, they were high press. They overran us at midfield. They attacked us. We had Schlupp at left back because Mitchell had been ill all week. And they hit us down that side. I thought they were fantastic. And we were lucky to score against the run of play, to equalise.
Yeah, I mean, they look a decent team, Leeds, from wherever I see them, and they're certainly confident and didn't take the chances yesterday. But of course, Palace did, and like you say, sometimes it's about deserve, sometimes it's what you got. But I think with Palace, what you have seemingly to me and what is not necessarily unique to Palace in the group of sorts of teams, but you're certainly blessed with a few match winners, and that can really help you on it, can't you? When the chips are down, if you've got match winners in your team, then anything's possible.
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting yesterday. It seemed like Vieira was trying to put everyone into the team, was trying to get every single, attacking threat that we have in there. And Wilf, who scored quite a few goals start the season, Zaha, he was out wide left, which I think is the best position for him to score goals and affect play. But Elise was playing really well. The big change, there was a few big moments in the game. Bamford goes through. If he scores that, I think we lose the game. He misses, thank God. And then we were being overrun. So IU was moved into the centre a bit more, which pushed Eze a bit more forward. And that was it. As soon as that started to happen, we were getting on the ball and we were starting to play football. And when we do play football, we're a really, really good footballing team. A lot of first touches. It was a bit five-a-side at some points, a little bit of cage football. But yeah, I mean, we were looking great. And in the second half, I didn't think we were being threatened at all, really. And it worked out quite well for us. But I don't think Vieira knows his best team when we are meant to be in the ascendancy. I think he knows what to do against a Man City or against a Liverpool, but I don't think he knows what to do against the Leeds. I think he's still finding his way in there